Okay, today is Daf Chaf Zayin. We are on Chaf Zayin. We're on the third line from the top. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Ma'i said there was a story. I don't know how to explain the stories. V'talu es Shilya b'vlad ad asar yamim. Woman had a baby, and then the Shilya came out 10 days later. Okay? That was a story once. Woman had a baby, and the Shilya came out 10 days later. V'lo amru tolin, habal achar vlad. And we don't say that it's from the same birth, unless the Shilya came out after the vlad. Fine. Amar Rav Bar Barachan Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'i said the story. V'talu es Shilya b'vlad ad b'chav gimel yamim. They said 23 days after the mother had a baby, the Shilya came out. Okay? V'amar le Rav Yosef ad chav dalad amartel. I heard it was 24 days. Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yivira amar v'yitzluk. Ma'i said, there was a story. V'nishtah v'lad acha chavero lamad gimel yom. There was once a story where a woman had a baby, and then 33 days later, the twin came out. So imagine that. The woman has a baby on the second day, Pesach, and then the second one comes out like Bomer. How could that be? So, Amalei of Yosef, Lamadal Ramachal, I heard it was 34 days later, the second baby came out.
Worse.
Now, Ha Nicha Laman Da Amar, that only makes sense. Da Amar Yoledes, Letisha, Yoledes, Lemukutoyin. If you hold that if a woman has a nine month pregnancy can be shortened. Each month can be shortened. It doesn't have to be nine full months. They can be shortened months. Then this makes sense. You know why? Yoledes lemukutoyin mishachas la echad nigmar tzirasa l'sof shiva ve'echad nigmar tzirasa l'tchilas tisha. It makes sense that one of them was a 7 month old and one of them was a 9 month old. Beginning of the seventh and then end of the ninth, it could be 34 day gap. But there's a sheet out there. I'm not sure what they're arguing about besides just the machlokas and mitzvahs. I'm not sure what they're arguing about. But if you hold it cannot be a 9 month old baby, that's abbreviated term. That's a shortened term. If you hold it can't be such a thing, then how could this be possible? Right? Ma'ikul lememar. How's this possible? Rashi points out right over here. Ma'ikul lememar. Rashi has different words. How can it be possible? Tarvaihu b'chodesh hashvi lekel neimar. They both couldn't have been born in the seventh month. You know why? Because the month has more than this. Because the month only has 30 days or 29 days. This is 33, 34 days apart. How could that be? Right? V'chodesh kuli haylo havet. There's no month so long. There's no such month. V'im zacha v'im zelosov zayim zelosov tes. And one's born in the seventh. One's born in the ninth. Tveik. It's too much of a gap. Vim zeh b'zayim v'zeh b'ches lochai. Can't have a baby born in the 8th month that doesn't live. Umedikari le vlad, and since the Gemara says it was a vlad, v'lo neifel mechlal the b'nei kayamanino. They both lived. The both babies survived. How's it possible? So the Gemara asks, you're right. Epoch shmeitza. Change around the stories to make it make sense. Lamed gimel was a shilya. Yeah, 33 days after the mother had the baby was not a second baby. It was the Shilya. That could be. 33 days after the baby was born, then the Shilya came out. And then, Chav Gimel Vlad. The Vlad was only 23 days later. 23 days after the first Vlad came out, the second Vlad came out, the twin came out. That could be. It's in the same month. That could be possible. Amar Velvin Bar Abba. What?
Could they never have late delivery?
What would be late delivery?
I mean, you know, we have...
You understand? You understand this, Kumar? You understand? We're talking about a second baby coming out a month later.
Right.
You understand that? Well, we'll hold off 2 more minutes. Amar of Avin.
23, how many? 33 and 23. The blood came out, the children came out 33 days later.
Yeah.
And the blood came out 23 days after that.
No. The case when we heard that a baby was born and a vlad came out, that wasn't a vlad, it was a shilya. Two different cases. One was the shilya came out 33 days later, and then a second vlad came out 23 days later.
Two different cases,
right. Amr of Oven Bar of Ada, Amr of Menachem, Ishkvar Sha'arim, Vamrula Bay Sha'arim, Maitha, there was a story, Vinishta Vlad, Acha Chavero, Gimel Chadashim. Once a baby was born, and then another baby was born 3 months later.
Wasn't it twins?
And not only that, They're right here in Yeshiva right now. Who are they? Umani, who are they? Yehuda v'chizkia, b'nei Rebchia. Yehuda and Rebchizkia, the children of Rebchia. They were born, the twins, they were born 3 months apart. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. A woman can't become pregnant when she's already pregnant. How could they be born 3 months apart? How could that be possible? Right? Once you're pregnant, she can't become pregnant again. You can't have a woman get pregnant and 3 months later the twin gets pregnant. No such thing. As far as I know, there's no such thing. Such a thing? No such thing. So how does this happen? So if you understand this answer, you get the today's prize. Amar Abaya, Tipa Achas Hoysa. It was one tipa, whatever that means. It's talking about the man or the woman. It sounds like it's the woman. One tipa, meaning one.
No, create a man.
What?
Tipa's a man.
Okay, what does that mean? There was one tipa, v'nischalka l'shtayim, and it got split into two.
Right.
Acha echad nigmar tzirasa b'tchila zayim. One finished the beginning of the seventh. V'achad tzov, tes. And the other one finished at the end of the ninth. Right. Now that I said that, now you know the answer? No, it makes no sense. What's going on?
No, it's an anomaly, but at least the numbers make sense, at least.
Yeah, that's good. The numbers make sense, but...
But it's an anomaly.
That's like saying I walked to the moon. How long did it take me? It took me a few hours. The numbers make sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
Exactly. It's an anomaly.
Right? Okay, next. That's what I'm saying. Maybe the team is going on the woman. If the woman had an egg. We call it an egg. Right. We call it that. Right. It's split in half. I don't know how that would help the answer.
How does it help the answer?
Yeah.
What?
It doesn't.
No, because is it possible? Is it possible for a woman? You know what I'm going to ask, Stephen?
Time-wise, no.
No, is it when a woman? Well, no. My question is when sometimes when you have what's it called when the twins are from the same egg? Fraternal.
Maternal.
Fraternal.
Fraternal's not.
Whichever one is that one. When does that happen? When does it split? How early in the pregnancy? Yeah.
Immediately.
You can't split a month later. It doesn't split a month, 2 months later.
It's certainly not 9 months
possible.
Later.
Uh-huh. That's what I was going to ask. Is that possible?
One egg. It's like one egg is maternal.
And two, and if it splits?
Maternal twins. Identical twins.
Identical twins I'm talking about. So it's from the same egg that's split in half, right?
Right?
So my question is, when could it split in half? Could it split in half after 3 months, or it's too late?
Wait. No. Happens right away.
Happens right away. No, so I'm saying, maybe that would be pshat, then maybe it's split later.
The shilya, whatever, that's when it divides unevenly, right. Which can happen.
Go further.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, that...
It's going to happen.
What do you mean? Yehuda and Chizki, Bechia's children were sitting in Yeshiva.
Oh,
and they were walking a medical journal, no?
It sounds like it.
Okay. Shilya b'bayis, habayis tummy. If there's a shilya in a house, the house is tummy. Why is the house tummy? Why is the house tummy?
Because there must have been a
vlad, and a vlad is a dead baby, a dead human being, and a dead human being makes tumma. So, Tana Rabbanan, shilya b'bayis, habayis tummy. Lo sha shilya vlad. Not because the shilya is a vlad, that's not the reason. Ela she'ein shilya below, she'ein vladima. There's no shilya without a vlad. So, if there's a shilya here, there must have been a vlad. We just can't find it. It got crushed or got dissolved, whatever it is. But this tumah, the other man, the Amr, in Divir Meir, right? Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Meir's pshat. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Amr, Tyron. They say it's tar. Why do they say it's tar? Back in the Mishnah, they gave a reason. What did they say in the Mishnah? They said that Nima Kavlad Ad Shiliyatsa. It dissolved before it came out. So there's no tumah. Why is there a shilya? There was a vlad. You can't argue on that. There was a vlad. But it's not here. So therefore, there's no tumah. Okay? So, Amru lo l'Rav Meir. Now, it's also very hard in Gemara. So, know what the case is. Amru lo l'Rav Meir. So, sister of Meir. Iyatamodeh, wouldn't you agree? Shimho tiyuhu b'seifel. So what happened? A woman had a baby. No. Shilya came out. Shilya came out. And the shilya went into a bucket. Right? It was a bucket. And the shilya went into the bucket. Says the ones that say it's tahar, said to her mayor, wouldn't you agree that if we took this bucket, right, shemotziu has b'seifa l'beis achiton, we took it to some other house, we took the bucket into another house, wouldn't you agree shehu tahar, Wouldn't you agree that the second house is tahor? Okay? You see the case? Woman always a shilya. And it's in the bucket. Or we bring the bucket to some other house, next door. Wouldn't you agree that next door is tahor? Amar lahen aval, I agree to that. I agree to that. Why? Because at the end of the day, nobody saw a baby. Right. So the second house is tahor. I had the shilya in the second house. Took the bucket with the shilya to the second house. Even if Meir would agree the second house is tahor. V'lama, why is that? Lafisha eno. Because there's no, we don't see a Vlad. There's no Vlad here. So even Rameh would agree to that. Second in the first house, it's Tameh.
Right.
There's no Vlad. We don't see it. Rameh said, well, ain't Shilya below Vlad. So there must be a Vlad. The Chacham said, what do you mean must be a Vlad? The Vlad never made it out. The Vlad never made it out. But Rameh held in the first house, the house is Tameh. Why?
Because the woman was in the first house.
Correct. No, but she's not Tameh Mace. She's not Tameh Mace. The only way that everything in the room is Tameh is if it's a Mace. So the shilya is here. There must have been a mace. No baby. We don't see a baby crying. We don't see a baby, you know, crawling around. But there's no baby here. It must have been a baby. Didn't make it because there can't be a shilya without a vlad. So there must have been a baby here. The house is tameh. Says the other man. I mean, what are you talking about? There's no baby here. The baby never made it out. And the shilya made it out. So there's no tumah. So Rameh says no. There is tumah. Why? Ain't shilya below vlad. So, but what about if we took the bucket to the other house? Rameh says, oh, in the second house I agree. No tumah. Why? There's no baby. So why is the first house different? So Amarlo, Kishem She'enu B'Bayit Achitzan Kacheinu B'Bayit Apnimi. So it's like in the second house is no tuma, the first house should also be no tuma. Amalahen Ena Dome. You can't compare Nimuk Pamachas L'Nimuk Beis Pa'amim. You can't compare the second dissolving to the first dissolving. Whatever that means. What he's trying to say is, I agree with you, but by the time it gets to the second house, it's already dissolved. It's no longer a valuable fetus. It's no longer the shape of a human, and therefore there's no tumah. But in the first house, there is.
That explanation doesn't make any sense.
Why?
The explanation is very simple. So the first one, like Josh said, the woman was involved, the shilya was involved, so I'm just missing the one spot. Second thing, you just took away another piece.
What do you mean another piece?
It's a part.
It's a shilya.
The shilya is not connected to anything.
Right.
So you just took part.
But we have a rule which nobody disputes, ain't shilya below Vlad.
Correct.
So right. Where's the Vlad?
You have everything in one shot.
Right.
You have the woman. Yeah, right. You're missing something in between.
Right.
So you're having a part.
That's like saying, Menachem, that if you take a baby and you put it on the moon and say that the baby didn't have a mother.
Right.
Well, in the first case, the baby has the blood had a mother somewhere. Right. In the second case, it just moved it.
I know. I thought it's not easy, Gemara.
Yeah.
We need to explain the reasoning. I understand what Meir's saying. Ancient people of Vlad. We don't see a Vlad, but there's a Vlad here anyway. It's just got mud.
I understand the Matzias,
and the Chacham said, what are you talking about? There's no Vlad here.
Yeah.
Why is there a Shilya? Because the Vlad didn't make it out.
Right.
What about in the second house? Even Rebbeir agrees over there. It's a very difficult Gemara. Right? Now, Yosef Rav Papa, Achorei Rav Bibi, Kameid Rav Hamanuna, V'Yosef Ikamar, my time at Rav Shimon, what's Rav Shimon's reason? I don't know what's Rav Shimon's reason. Rav Shimon makes more sense. So Rashi says, Nihi, it's true, the Nimuk, that it got dissolved. Mikal Makom still call Gufo Shel Meis Kan. The whole whatever came out
is here.
It's not still in the mother. It also is all here. It's all in the bucket. It's all here. So what's Rav Shimon's reason why it's tar? What's his reason? Mikal Makom call Gufo Shel Meis Kan Have Vavale Kirakov Ukinutzel. It's like dust or what's I'm not sure what nutzel means. It's some kind of like corpse or something like that. And therefore it should be tame. Why? Because
something.
Right. The answer is because not it's something. It's everything.
Yeah. It's everything. Right.
It's everything. There's no other place where the Vlad could be. Right. It's still inside the mother. That's impossible. So it's all here. So it's not any worse, says the Gemara. Not any worse. We have halacha that if you have a spoon, it's very very gruesome halacha. If you have a gruesome Gemara now, if you have a spoon of the dust of a human being. That's tuma. Why? Halacha Moshe Mitzvah. That's what the Torah says. It's a shear. It's a shear of dust.
Correct.
Not bones.
Correct.
Dust.
Right.
So how is this any different? It's a shear of a human being. So why is it tuma? Why is it tar?
Because it's a shear.
What?
You don't hit a shear.
What do you mean? What is a shear? There's no shear of a baby. There's no shear of a Vlad. There's no shear of a shilya.
Clearly, if there's parts, whatever that is, it there is a shear to what that is. So everything we have is a shear.
So it doesn't say there's parts. It doesn't even say that there's parts.
It's all it said was the shilya. No. There's a shilya. Ain't shilya below Vlad.
So something's got to be in there.
Something's got to be in there. It's not going to say it's tar.
Exactly.
That's the Gemara's question.
Makes sense because you don't. What's
the question? Makes sense.
Yeah. Question makes sense.
So we just said that Reb Shimon made more sense.
Shear,
now we ask the question of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, if the baby's, if all we have is a shilya, the house is tar. Why is it tar? There's no shilya here. There's no baby here.
Correct.
What do you mean? So sense of what it means, there's no baby here. But it's got to be somewhere.
But you're talking about Ohol Meis, which there is a shear.
What? What's the shear for Ohol Meis? What's the shear for a mace? See, a 6-footer or a 4-footer?
It has to be
the entire mace.
Yes.
Or rove bones, right?
There's a shear for every single item.
No, but there's no shear for the size of a person. It's no shear.
Whatever that size is, whether it's the shidra, whether it's the skull.
So why does Reb Shimon say tar?
God, whatever he said, the shear over that thing is.
What's the shear?
No, ain't shilya beloved lot. There had to have been a baby.
You'll get to it.
There had to have been a baby. Where is it? It's in the shilya. Why we don't see it? Okay, you don't see it. It had to be there.
The shear only counts if we have a partial.
So,
have
we have the whole entity. We have the whole entity. With no shear, we have the whole entity. No issue. The whole entity's here. Right. I don't see it. That's your problem. Still, the whole entity's here. So, Gemara gives a different answer why Reb Shimon holds tar. Because Reb Shimon holds, listen to this. Kol tuma, shemes arev ba mimin achar, batla. It's not a complete, it's a complete baby. Complete vlad. Complete shilya, whatever you want to call it. But it's mixed in with other things.
Right. And where is that thing?
Like, in the bucket. Like what? Like dam. Other things are mixed in, so it's it reduces...
That would be part of
it. That reduces the shear. It's mevatel the shear. It's not reducing it. It's mevatel the shear.
He just changed the case.
Yeah. What?
He just changed the case.
Why?
First we found nothing.
Right. Now we're finding...
No. Something. There was always a shilya. There was always a shilya.
Shilya doesn't do anything.
But ain't shilya below Vlad.
Right.
So the Mishnah said...
We're always looking for where that Vlad...
Right. So in the Mishnah, the Reb Shimon said, we don't see the Vlad. We don't see the Vlad. There was no Vlad, really. There's no babies crying. There's no Mazel Tov here. We don't see anything. Therefore, it's tar. No Tumas mace at all. Tessim, what are you talking about? What do you mean there's no mace at all? Where is the mace? Of course it's here. So Reb Shimon says, you're right, it's here. But it's Mevatel into other things. What things? What?
What do you mean? What's the other
dam leda.
Oh, so then one second. There's your answer.
Dam leda. So there's no question it's here.
One second. So that means you have a bunch of stuff.
Correct.
And a shilya.
And a shilya. And the Vlad's in there.
So it's in the stuff.
And the Vlad's in there. The Vlad's in there.
Where's the Vlad?
It's in the shilya, but it's mevatel in the other stuff.
He said the shilya is empty, so there's nothing there.
Wait. Again, you're changing it.
No, I'm not changing it.
One second. There is no Vlad. If there's a Shilya, there can't be a Vlad in the Shilya.
What? There is a Vlad in the Shilya. There has to be. Ain't Shilya below Vlad. There's a rule. There has to be a Vlad somewhere.
The Shilya comes out after the Vlad.
What?
The Shilya comes out after
correct.
The Vlad.
Correct.
But it has to have a Shilya.
It's the same thing.
But the same thing. So where is it? The answer is it's not here. How come there's no Tumah? Because the other things that came out, the dam and other things that came out, is mevatel the Vlad.
So
it's mevatel.
Now, have you ever heard
of bittul by Tumah?
No.
It's a very novel thing to say.
Correct.
It's a very novel thing to say. We started off by saying it should have made more sense. Then we realized it doesn't make more sense. Then the Gemara adds on that. Now we're answering, no, it's bittul over here. Bittul. What kind of bittul? So, kasavar, Reb Shimon holds, kol Tumah, shenis ari bo menacher, batla. Any tuma, where there's something else, by the way, we're going to have this in a minute. Wait one second. Now, I asked you, has anyone ever heard of bittul by tuma? Never heard of such a thing? Right? It's three parts, of 60, it's a batul b'shishim, there's tuma, there's a dead body, but there's also, I don't know, there's also something else in the dead body, batul b'shishim, not batul b'shishim. They don't wouldn't say that. Rishman says that. Amalahu Rav Papa, Hainanami Tamar Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi. He said, by the way, there were three people that said it was tar. Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yossi. What's the reason? Only Reb Shimon was mentioned in the Mishnah, and the other two are in this Brisa. What's the reason for Reb Shimon? Batel. What's the reason for Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi? Oh, Bittel. Oh, that's the reason too. So, he laughed at him. Maisha Pshita. Of course, it's the same. What, Maisha? What, they have a different reason? You can think of another reason. Pshita, of course, that's the reason. So, Amar of Papa, no, Afilo, Ki Hamilsa, Lehme Inish. Now, even if it's Pasha, you should say it anyway. Right? shteit anyway. V'lo nishta kamei rabbe. Don't be quiet, because Mishnah Shemar, it says, im navalta b'hisnase, that if, im navalta means if you wear yourself out. If you wear yourself out, then b'hisnase, then you'll be raised. Meaning, what's the reason? What's the reason for him? What's the reason for him? It's the same reason. Let me hear that. What's the reason for him? The same reason. They all said the same thing. If Nabalta, you raise yourself out, going over the Gemara over and over and over again, then piss not say, then you'll be elevated. Im zam is yad, lepeh. If you put your hand to your mouth and you're quiet, shh, always everything shh. Right? If you're like that, then you're going to be an Amaretz. Right? So that's why he said it over again.
He's saying you got to ask the question.
Exactly. Even though it's the same exact thing.
Right.
Same exact thing. Hear it again. Hear it again. Hear it again. Make sure it's the exact same thing. Exact same thing. What about him? Exact same thing. Exact same thing. Exact same thing. Hear it over and over and over again. Then you become elevated. Otherwise, you always put your finger to your mouth. Shh. Then you become an Amaretz. Okay? That has nothing to do with anything. Now, what do we say? What's the reason that Reb Shimon said that there's no tumah in the house? Because it's this bittel. What kind of bittel? V'az Reb Shimon l'taymei. Reb Shimon's consistent. Titania. Mole tarvad. You have a spoonful of human dust. The halacha is, you have a spoonful of human dust, there's tumah.
Right.
Why is that? Halacha, there's no reason. What about a half a spoon? No, has to be a full spoon. How much, what kind of spoon? I don't know. But, molly tavrid rekev. Rekev means dust. Shenafal tocha ofer kol shehu. And a piece of dirt fell into the spoon. You know what I have now? I don't have a full spoon of human dust, because there's a piece of dirt in there. It's mevatel the shear. I now have less than the requisite amount. Why? Something else in the spoon. Right? First of all, Tanakhama says, tummy. Tanakhama says, well, so what? Tummy. Reb Shimon Matayer. Reb Shimon says, no, it's tar now. The spoon's not tummy. Why? I don't have the shear. Why? Something else in the spoon. My time is Reb Shimon. Amar Rabba. Ashkechin l'Rabban l'Bei Rav. Right? One second. V'yasevik amri. E'ef shelol yarbush, they prayed those afar, I'll pray the achas shel rekev, v'chasule. What happened? I have a little, maybe two or three pieces of dust, dirt, that fell into the spoon, and they reduced the shear of, now it's not a spoonful of dust anymore. It's a spoon, mostly dust, a little bit of other things in there now. So there's no shear. Look at Rashi, last Rashi. Afal daf, deruba rekev, even though most of it's dust, majority, 99%, E efshar lemakom shenafal ha'afar, where the place where the dust fell, shlote gargar shel rekav beishnei gargarim shel afar. There's now it moves over. And now there's something you hear. Ubatel harekav. In that spot, there's no rekav. There's no human dust. Ubatel le shear of the tarvid, and the shear of the tarvid is reduced. I don't have a shear. Therefore, it's not tummy anymore. Says Reb Shimon. Right.
We have the same exact thing by mikvah. Exact same thing.
That what?
If you have. You have 39.
Right.
And you had something that's similar, even though it's not the same, it's the same color.
Then you have problems. But once you have 40, you can do whatever you want.
Or if you have 39 and something that's the same exact color of the water, even though it's not water.
Okay.
It's kosher.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Very similar. Good. Now, what did Reb Shimon just say? Reb Shimon said, the reason why it's tahar is because it's not allowed to shear anymore. Reduce the shear. Right? It's not a spoon anymore. It's a spoon minus one spot, two spots. The very next line is brutally hard. V'amina lehu, and Rab is talking, and I said, ad Rab, just the opposite. E'efshe shlo yarbush, they pray those rekev, I'll pray the achas afar, v'nafish le'shiura. What do you mean? It's batel berov. How does that mean that the shear is missing? Just the opposite. It's don't we have a din of batel berov?
Which part? But what's the rove?
The rove is the human dust. 99 one. There's one kernel, one grain of dirt fell into the spoon. Says, oh, the shear's missing now, it's tar. Says, what are you talking about? It's bottle of rove.
Can't be bottle before the shear.
What? What do you mean? 99% of the spoon is human dust. 1% now says bottle of rove.
It's two different things.
But it's not really rove.
Rove and shear are not the same thing.
Yeah.
What?
Rove and shear are not the same thing. You have to make the shear before you can have the robe, it's two different things. It's an apple.
It's always going to be the robe, it's always going to be the offer.
Hmm?
You say only a drop of dust fell in.
That's right.
The robe is always going to be the offer.
Right, so we never have that. We never have where you have a shear, where you have a shear, and then a drop can bevatel. I have a chalent, and one drop of milk falls in. What do we say? It's batel. Why? Because it's not large enough to make problems.
Right.
Says, same thing over here. What do you mean, batel? It's not large enough to make problems. It's one kernel. It's not large enough to make problems. What's he talking about?
The problem is not the kernel. The problem is the shear. The shear.
What?
The problem is not the milk. If you talk about that the chulent's missing, it's a different. You talk about two completely different things.
There's no shear on your chulent.
Right.
Shear here. You have to have the minimum amount.
So I don't know. I don't know what. Can we give? Think of another example. Let's say I have a Kiddush cup, and I don't have enough wine in the Kiddush cup. I don't have the shear. I don't have the shear. Now what? I don't have anything. I have half a cup of wine. Right. So is it a shear of wine? No. So now what happened? Let's try to find the same case, similar case. What happened now? Did I put something else in? Did I put orange juice?
You have exactly a reverse.
Yeah.
And when you pour some water in it, some of that wine falls off the cup.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a reverse anymore.
Of the iron.
Of the iron.
Right. So it's the same thing.
Same rogue.
Yes, it's the same thing.
The same thing.
Because you're mixing shear and rogue.
Rogue, right.
Right. So there's another concept. It's called heter mitzdaref le'isser.
Okay.
Right? What does heter mitzdaref le'isser mean?
Something that's mutter, if it's going to...
If it combines with an usher, the whole thing becomes usher, right? Like if I have a chalent and too much milk falls in, right? The whole chalent now becomes usher.
Yeah,
we don't say only a percentage of it is usher because only a percentage ruined it. No, we don't say that. The whole thing is no good. So is that what you want to tell me over here? That Reb Shimon holds that the whole thing now became non-dust because the shear is missing? And Rabbi says that's ridiculous? Ah, so do we say heter mitzdaifel isser or not? That's what the Sefer Meini wants to say that. The Chazon Ish says, there's no such thing as heter mitzdaifel isser by tumah. No such thing. There's no such thing. So he says, that since dust and human dust, since dirt and human dust are two different things, you look at it in totality, I'm not 100% sure what they're saying over here. Not 100% sure what Rabbi is even saying. That just the opposite. It's for sure not a problem. Anyway, El Amar Rabbah, high in the time of the Rishon. I have a different reason why Rishon said not the thing with the dust. That doesn't make it. I have a different reason. It's the same. It's the same reason. It's the same reason, but he says it in a different way. Sofo kitzchilaso. The end's like the beginning. What does that mean? The end's like the beginning. So the halacha is that when you have human dust makes a shear, there can't be anything else in the dust. It can be only human dust. Not even, let's say the guy decomposed. He was wearing clothing when he died. No, you can't even use the clothing. It's only human dust. Mat chilaso. Just like in the beginning, when you want to make, when you want to create this human dust. How do you do that? Nasal davar acher, gingalin, that something else is batel. Gingalin means batel. Something else is batel. Af sofo. So to at the end, nasal davar acher gingalin. So to something, at the end, you can have something make the batel. Maihi, what does that mean? So that means is as follows. Zetanya. Ezu meis sheish lo rekev. What kind of meis you can have such a thing as human dust? The ezu meis sheish lo rekev. What can you have human dust? So here we go. Nikvar arum. The guy has to be buried in a, not with any clothing on. The be'aron, in a aron, shal shayish, of marble, that no air gets in, no dirt got in, nothing got in. Oh, agavi ritzpa shalavanim, or on a stone floor. So the stone doesn't even absorb into the mace. Nothing. Just a mamish mace. Now the mace decomposed. You have dust. That's their rekev. Their mace, sheish lo rekev. That's such a mace, you could have rekev. Why? Nothing else is mixed in. It's different than saying, I had dust, and then something else fell in afterwards. It's a little bit different. A little bit different. Ezu mace, sheish lo rekev. What kind of mace can have rekev? Nikvar b'ksuso. He was buried with a shirt, with his clothing. Oh, but orange shall eat, or in a wooden coffin, which will decompose also. Oh, al gabi ritzpa shall levanim, bricks, which I guess absorb something. Zeh meis she'ein lo rekev. Such a meis, there's no such thing as no mas rekev, you can't have it. Right? Right. V'lo amru rekev, this is a total random halacha, by the way. V'lo amru rekev, el lemeis bovad, lemute harug delo. You can't have a rekev by a murder, because when he died, some of his blood got, when he was murdered, so Rashi says, he's not a full body, because when he was murdered, they don't think he was strangled. They assume he was stabbed or something, or shot with an arrow or something. So some of the blood came out, so therefore,
missing the blood.
He's missing the blood, so he's a chaser, so he can't, okay, that has nothing to do with anything. Anyway, so too, you can't have a trilaso has to start off with pure body. So toward the end, you have to start off with pure body. And if something else fell in, it's a problem. So same thing, what he says by the shilya, something else fell in there, it's a problem. It's a very novel thing. Okay, gufa. Now we're not finished with this spoon of human dust. Mole tarvud rekef shenafel toko offer kol shu tame. If a little bit something else fell into the spoon, it's tame. Reb Shimon matayer. Reb Shimon says it's not tame, it's tar. Mole tarvud rekef shenispazer habayis habayis tame. What if you have a spoonful of dust and someone blew on it and it scattered all over the house? Right? Now there's a spoonful of dust in the house, but since it's scattered all over the house is tar now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's still tame, Reb Shimon matayer. Reb Shimon says it's tar. Now, two halachas. Fitzvich, I needed both. Di ashmi'inan kamaisa, if anyone would have the first halacha, bahi kam rabbanon. That's what the rabbanon hold, that there's a spoonful of dust. Some other piece of junk fell in. So what? Because mishum demachnif. It's in one spot. So it's bottle, whatever's in there is bottle, it's still a problem. Avol denstazer, but if it's scattered on the whole room, ain't a model of Reb Shimon. They would agree with Reb Shimon. They ain't mal v'chazu mal. You can't have an ohel and then another ohel. What does that mean? What that means is I have an ohel on this spot. Then there's another ohel over there. Then a third ohel over there. You can't have that. It's not an ohel. So therefore, since it's scattered around, maybe he would agree. They don't agree. V'iyad yashmina baha. And if I only have the second case, baha on Reb Shimon. That's the case where Reb Shimon said there's no tumah. To ein mal v'chazu mal. Because he can't have ohel and then ohel again. Avol baha ein modal al rabbanon. But if it was in one spoon, maybe Reb Shimon would agree that it's tameh. He does not agree. Tzricha, he does not agree. Okay? More of the same with more. The Tanya Idach, another Brisa. Mole Tarvod, if there's a dust, the Od Offer Beis Hakvaros Tame. What is this? Mole Tarvod, there's a the Od Offer Beis Hakvaros Tame. In other words, there's not, the person was buried with clothing. So 75% of the spoon is the guy, but it's also his clothing in there. So it's a problem on the spoon. And then the other 25% is the earth from the grave. So does that make a good shear? Says Tzadikami, yes. Reb Shimon mitayer. Reb Shimon says no, it's a problem. Mai tamayer d'rabbanan, what's the reason? Because if you have all that in a very large spoon, you're going to have within there a mole tarvod of just rekev. So he doesn't hold from this, what Sherman said about being bottle has to be 100%. You're right. If you had a regular sized spoon, you're going to have a problem. But if you take a bucket, you fill up a whole bucket full, so I just other things in there, yeah, but within that bucket, you'll have enough shear.
So all this is relating to whether the dust can make something else tummy?
Yeah, because it has the status of like a whole body. And then it makes the whole room tummy. Okay? Now,
it makes the whole room tummy like Thomas Mason in a room. It doesn't have to touch anything.
Correct. Just because being there. That's halacha. I think that's what it's saying. Now, Hashnu d'amarta, now that we said, time of the Reb Shimon, Mishum Sofo Tchilaso, the reason we said Reb Shimon held that Sofo is Tchilaso, right? Just like the Tchilaso has to be pure, the Sofo has to be pure. So, Gabi Shilya, my timer. What's his reason by a Shilya? When the Shilya came out, we said there's definitely a Vlad here somewhere because the ancient label of Vlad. So why is the house tar? Right? What would Sherman say? We didn't give a reason. Now we say, oh, because he compares it to a case of a spoonful of human dust. Right? But that answer doesn't make sense by the Shilya. Over there we said by human dust, but Tchilasa, there's a certain rule, has to be without any other ingredients. So to Sofo, no other ingredients. How does that compare to the case of the Shilya? So, Amar Yochanan, Mishum Batal Barov Naguba. Batal Barov. Batal Barov, says Rashi, Shadam Haleda Nisraba Al Michui HaVlad. There's more dam in here than Vlad. So it's Batal Barov. Umavatlo. And I'm Umavatal it.
So you're saying the dam is tar?
What?
The dam is making it
tar. No, it's not Thomas Mies. It's not Thomas Mies. Doesn't have status of Thomas Mies. Thomas Nida, that's on the woman, not on the house. Right, you're in the room. You're watching TV in the room and over there. You become tummy now? That doesn't happen by Dam Nida. It only happens by Tumas Meis. So it's Batel Barov, no Tumas Meis. Right? That's a very interesting thing. Right? Now, so what does Rebbe Meir? What does Rebbe Meir say to that? Why does Rebbe Meir say it's Tumi? Or Batel Barov? The answer is, no such thing as Batel Barov when it comes to these kinds of Tumah. That's what the fundamental machlokas. Do you say Batel Barov by Tumah? So he quotes in here in the name of the, I'm showing him here, that Rebbe Meir doesn't hold from, there's no Batel Barov when it comes to Tumas Ohel and Tumas Ohel and Tumas Masa. No Batel Barov. I'm carrying something. What's in there? It's a dead body, but also my Chumash. I'm Batel Barov. Oh, my Svarim is bigger than the body. I don't say that. Well, it's Batel Barov. I don't say something like that. Right? Okay. Vazir B'Yochanan Taimei, Tamar B'Yochanan, Rav Shimon V'Lazir Ben Yaakov, Amr Dov Recha. They both said the same thing. Rav Shimon, we just said, Rav Lazar Tanya, Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov, Omer, Behema Gasa, you have a Behema, Sheshafa Choreres Dam. It expelled some piece of Dam or something. Harei Zeh Tikaver, you have to bury it. Why do you have to bury it? Because maybe it's some kind of Kadsha, maybe it's a Bechor. You have to bury it so we don't want anyone touching it. Upatur Ben HaBechora. And the next one that comes out, there's no Bechor. And the Tani Reb Chiya, Allah, Eina Matame, there's no Tumah. Lo Maga, Lo Masa. There's no Tumah. Umayacha de Eina Matame, Lo Maga, Lo Masa, I might cover. But if there's no Tumah, what does it mean there's no Tumah? It's not an Avila. So if you touch it, you don't become Tame, but you have to bury it. So it's inconsistent Shita. Why do you have to bury it if it's not Tame? So he's the one you have to bury it. The only reason you have to bury it is Kedei Lefarsima, Shepetur Min HaBechora. Just to emphasize and to highlight that there's no Bechor here. So get rid of it, no Bechor. Alma, Vlad Ba'aliyu. So it's a good Vlad. It's obviously a good Vlad. If it's a miscarriage of nothing, then the second Behemoth would be a Bechor, right? Vamai Tani Reb Chiya, Einu Matam Lo B'Magav Lo B'Masa. Why is there no Tumah? Amar Yochanan, Mishal Bitl Barov, Nagubah, because it's Bitl Barov. Whatever came out, yeah, there's a Vlad in there, but it's Bitl Barov and all the other things that came out with it. So what do you see? That he also holds a Bitl Barov by Toma. Okay. Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan. Umodu Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon agrees, Shi'imo Tamei Aleda. Well, the mother is Tamei Aleda. The mother had a shilya come out. Right. So you want to tell me that the house is tahar? Because at school, all good, all tumah. The lamaisa, the mother's tummy. Tumah's later. That's no question about that, right? Amar hu sabal Rav Ami, azbrelach tamad Rav Yochanan. I'll explain why Rav Yochanan just said that. The Amar Krat says, Isha ki zazria, a woman will become zazria, pregnant, v'yolda zachar, she gives birth to a son. Even if she gives birth to something that looks like a seed, meaning it's so small, whatever, it's already the status of a leda, and she's talking to Tumas leda, Tumah of the mace, a different story, a different halacha, right? That's a different story. It's a machlokes, or mayor, the Reb Shimon. Okay. Next.
When we learned before in the beginning that if it wasn't a vlad, it was something like fish, whatever it was, or it's too early in the
embryo
that she's not to.
Right, so but there's no shilya there. Oh, right? So obviously, it's a later stage. What exactly the cutoff is, I don't know. I think we should stop here. Alright, we'll stop here by Reb Shlakish. I'll pick up tomorrow. It's a few minutes early, but there's no way to stop now. The Gemara just keeps on going. So we'll stop here. What? And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. All right.